And we're going to have a chat to Chris right now. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good morning, mate. How are you?
Very well, very well.
That's fine.
Can't wait to speak to you about what your two-year-old is going to be doing. We think the final field is going to be around about 19 with three emergencies. Now, free of debt, you've done an unbelievable job with this galloper. Has it always been the plan to get to Sydney and go into the slipper first up?
No, well, firstly, thank you. No, we've got a very good team behind me, so I've got to thank all them as well. But look, Golden Slipper was never on the radar whatsoever. Obviously, his first two wins were very impressive, and the Flemington win obviously caught the eye of the guys from Aquas Farms, and Shane McGrath and Bruce Clark contacted, and that's when those guys got involved. So from that day, the Blue Diamond dream become real, and hence the reason why we got through to the Diamond like we did, and Aquas were, you know, very good to us and paid the late nomination fee. And when he come out, ran third and his first colt over the line, you know, Shane just said to me, yeah, if he pulls up well, why wouldn't we have a crack at it? You're only two once, and couldn't agree more with him. So we've really looked after him and, yeah, travelled up to Sydney a week and a half ago and got up here in great order and walked straight off the truck like he was back at home in Adelaide and done everything perfectly.
Gee, he was huge in the Blue Diamond as well because he's a bit wayward. Do you think he's learnt much from that? And how does he go the Sydney way of going?
Look, we've had a lot of exposure to the Sydney way back in Adelaide pretty well from December when he started, you know, his racing career. We've been working the reverse direction on the course proper on Saturdays just to protect the straight at Morfordville. And look, every time Jake Toerate would gallop in that direction, he goes, actually, scary enough, I think he actually goes better the Sydney way. So we got him up to, after the Blue Diamond, he went out for 10 days and went back into Caulfield. And lucky enough, MRC granted us permission to gallop the reverse way on the grass there, and Michael Walker galloped him, and he agreed exactly what Jake had said. He feels better and more comfortable on that Sydney leg. So that was all pleasing, and got up here, and Dwayne Dunn gave him a trial at Randwick last Thursday, and not just to go the Sydney way, but also to see how he went going through the softer ground, and ticked all the boxes, got through the ground well. He sat wide and just travelled into the straight and really motored away and got through the ground. So we're really happy and really excited.
Well, it's a heavy night at the moment, and we've got word from Lindsay Murphy that the rest of the week is meant to be okay, and they're hopeful of it maybe getting into a soft seven range. Are you confident if it is in the soft or the heavy range that Free Adept will be able to get through it without any issues?
Yeah, definitely. No, if it's a soft seven, I'd be very, very happy. But if it deteriorates and it's heavier than that, well, you know, I'm pretty confident he's going to get through it. And you know, I've got the fresh legs in the field, I believe. We haven't had to do a lot. We've paid the late nomination fee, so he's, you know, very lightly raced, only having the three runs going into it. And I've been, like, big gaps between him, 4 and 5 weeks between all these runs. So, we're the fresh legs on the scene, and I think that'll go a long way on the heavy ground.
How did he start $31 on debut?
I don't know. he tried enormous at Morfordville only 10 days prior and did everything right. We were really confident, and you know, I guess it's one of those things in a small two-horse race. In a small two-year-old race at Morfordville, everyone's got an opinion of their horses. And, you know, I don't consider myself a small trainer, but only a medium-sized trainer back in Adelaide. And you're taking on the likes of, you know, I guess, Weary at the time, Hayes. You know, there's that support and confidence in those bigger stables. But, you know, I think we do a really good job with our two-year-olds and always have a handy two-year-old going around. So I don't know why he's 31, but he was. And, bookies paid the price.
Is this life-changing potentially for you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There's a bit of an incentive and an additional sum of money involved if we happen to win a Golden Slipper through Aquas Farms, the deal that we did when they initially purchased into the horse. So that alone is absolute life-changer for myself and the owners. At the end of the day, we're probably already, you know, we're halfway there, really. We've got a colt that's placed in a Group 1, and, you know, we paid nothing for him, really, $30,000 yearling.
$30,000, wow.
He's already won $250,000, plus the purchase price we've already banked, and we're still, I believe we're a red-hot chance in a slipper on Saturday.
Who's got the onerous task of drawing the barrier today, and what would you like?
So I just walked into the room, and I've been told it's me that's got to go up. I chose 6 at the Diamond, so I'm backing myself to draw something decent. But, you know, I haven't given a huge amount of thought. I think anywhere just sort of six to 11 would suit me, to be honest. Give the horse an opportunity, just get a little bit of cover behind the early leaders and finish off well, which is how I believe he's best ridden. So, fingers crossed I can pull the right one.
Looks an open addition. You confident he's good enough to win a slipper?
Yeah, I am. Yep. And I know it's probably silly for me to say that. I've never even had a runner in it, but the horse couldn't be doing any better. He's really pleasing me. Alexia travelled up with him, girl that works for me, and every day she rides him, she goes, he just feels better and better in himself, and she's ridden him from day one back in Adelaide, and Jake's always galloped him. So those two have, big thanks to those guys, and really, they're the ones that can only tell me how he's going, and all roads say he's going really well.
Well, mate, good luck today at the Barrager or end on Saturday. It's one of the fairy tale stories of this year's Golden Slipper, and you'll have a lot of people cheering you home.
Thank you very much, mate.